Lift Him Up, January 27. Only one unerring pattern. Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow His steps. Christ demands all. If He required less, His sacrifice was too dear, too great to make to bring us up to such a level. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is a self-denying way, and when you think that the way is too straight, that there is too much self-denial in this narrow path, when you say, "How hard to give up all," ask yourselves the question, "What did Christ give up for me?" This question puts anything that we may call self-denial in the shade. Behold Him in the garden sweating great drops of blood. A solitary angel is sent from heaven to strengthen the Son of God. Follow Him on His way to the judgment hall, while He is derided, mocked, and insulted by that infuriated mob. Behold Him clothed in that old purple kingly robe. Hear the coarse jest and cruel mocking. See them place upon that noble brow the crown of thorns, and then smite Him with the reed, causing the thorns to penetrate His temples, and the blood to flow from that holy brow. Hear that murderous throng eagerly crying for the blood of the Son of God. He is delivered into their hands, and they lead the noble sufferer away, pale, weak, and fainting, to His crucifixion. He is stretched upon the wooden cross, and the nails are driven through His tender hands and feet. Behold Him hanging upon the cross those dreadful hours of agony until the angels veil their faces from the horrid scene, and the sun hides its light, refusing to behold. Think of these things and then ask, is the way too straight? It is a blessed privilege to give up all for Christ. Look not at the lives of others and imitate them and rise no higher. You have only one true, unerring pattern. It is safe to follow Jesus only. The oftener and more diligently you peruse the Scriptures, the more beautiful will they appear, and the less relish you will have for light reading. The daily study of the Scriptures will have a sanctifying influence upon the mind. You will breathe a heavenly atmosphere. Bind this precious volume to your hearts. It will prove to you a friend and guide in perplexity. You have had objects in view in your life, and how steadily and perseveringly have you labored to attain those objects? You have calculated and planned until your anticipations were realized. There is an object before you now worthy of a persevering, untiring, lifelong effort. It is the salvation of your soul, everlasting life. And this demands self-denial, sacrifice, and close study. It is a great thing to be a child of God and a joint heir with Christ.